The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. I'd like to start out with a personal note. Normally, I prepare a homily perhaps a week in advance. But today I walked in, I was told that I will do a homily. So, as a result of that, I ask for your prayers that I might do what I'm called to do properly. The kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven. It is our goal in life, not just this life, but eternal life. It is where we are called to be with God in heaven. Now, I think that's really hard for us to understand what that is. You know, we have to constantly think about what it is to be part of that kingdom. So Jesus, knowing that that's a weakness in human nature, goes through a series of parables explaining what the kingdom of heaven is. And for the past 3 weeks, we've been hearing these parables about what the kingdom of heaven really is about. Today, we hear the closer, all right, the closer, which is so beautiful. The kingdom of heaven is a treasure. It's a treasure buried in a field that we find, and suddenly we realize we have something greater than anything we could ever imagine. We sell everything that we have so that we can have that treasure. We buy that field. We buy it. All of our life savings, everything, everything that we have, we buy that field because we need that treasure. That's the kingdom of heaven that we're seeking. Do we see heaven as our treasure? Jesus says here, do you understand these things? Do we understand this? Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for pearls, all sorts of little round marbles. And he finds one and he goes, "Holy smokes, this is the best I've ever seen. This is worth more than anything." And he does the same. He sells everything so that he can have that one pearl that he knows is, that's the one that's going to take him to the top. It's very interesting that the first one, the man who finds the treasure in the field is not searching for it, but this time we have someone who is actually searching for something valuable. Do we do that? Do we search for something of extreme value? That's what heaven is. It is the most important thing that we could possibly possess. Would we sell everything that we have to have that great pearl? And finally, Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a net that's thrown into the sea to catch fish. Yes, these men are searching for something important. It's their livelihood. Now I think he's talking to disciples, not people who find it by accident or people who see it as being a value of monetary worth, but something that is their very life, their very livelihood. He's talking, by the way, to a group of fishermen, Peter and Andrew, James. They're all fishermen. They know all about this. When they hear this, they understand what it is. And so they go and they take these fish that they haul in. It's a big catch. And they go and separate the good from the bad. And Jesus says, heaven is like this too, that there are good and there are bad in this world, and they must be separated. Those which are good will put in heaven. Those which are bad, they're going to be sent to the fiery hells. In fact, he actually has a very sobering warning here. He says, the angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. Yes, there is a hell where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Hold on to that thought too. Hold on to that thought. Because heaven is not hell. It is not the wailing and grinding of teeth. And then Jesus turns to his disciples and he says, do you understand these things? Well, do we? Are we his disciples? Do we understand these things? They say, yes. Yes, we do. And so he caps it off by saying, then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household. Now, when he's talking about scribes, he's talking about learned men who, by their commitment in life, have decided that they are going to learn everything there is to know about the law. Is that who we are? Are we like that as well? Are we seeking to know all there is? Are we seeking to hear the gospel when it's proclaimed? Do we read sacred scripture? Do we pray daily? Is it part of our lives? And then he says this. He says, of these scribes who have been instructed in the kingdom of heaven, they're like the head of a household. Now I'm looking out at all of you, and I'm seeing many people who are the heads of households. I'm seeing moms and dads. I'm seeing uncles and aunts and grandpas and grandmas, heads of households, and they bring from their storeroom that which they've heard from the past, the good news that they know. They bring from their storeroom both the new, the kingdom of Christ, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and the old, which would be referring, I suppose, to the Old Testament and the path that God has set for mankind to know. So it's a beautiful gospel, and I hope that we understand all these things.